This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Time now for your comments, and first, a correction. Last Thursday, we brought you a story about the radicalization and recruitment of young Muslims in London. And we said that one of the men involved in the 2007 attack on Glasgow's airport was a member of an Islamist group called Hezb-ut-Tahrir. While that man did spend time with them and attended their recruiting sessions, he was not a formal member of the group. In an email, Hezb-ut-Tahrir told NPR that they do not condone violence in any way. Well, several of you wrote to us after hearing Soraya Sarhadi Nelson's report from Afghanistan on Friday. She was with 3rd Battalion, 6th Marines as they pushed forward in Marja, Afghanistan. Her report included the sound of Taliban militants shooting at the Marines and Afghan soldiers, their return fire, and the moment when one of the Americans, Lance Corporal Alejandro Yazzi, was shot and killed. Well, that upset several of you, including Alice Sirakis of Queens, New York, who asks this: how could you air the actual incident? As a former Army captain who served as a social worker in the military and currently counsels combat veterans, I can't tell you how wrong that was on so many levels. Sirakis goes on to say, no one else deserves to share that intimate moment of losing a unit member aside from his Marine buddies. The American public has no right to share in that moment. And she concludes, embedded journalism strikes such a nerve with me. And it was proved in that very incident to me why they have no place with a unit in a combat zone. Well, more of you felt differently, writing us that the story was amazing and that Soraya's reporting was courageous. And Jim Burns of Port Angeles, Washington, writes this: considering the fact that most Americans have no idea what is involved in being a member of the military, combat reporting from the front is more essential now than ever. You can write us at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.